about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kaylee McEnany. Thank you for joining us as we provide you the news of the week from Trump Tower here in New York.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
We're just a bunch of savages, right? We're not like your fancy California friends, your George Clooney and your California raisins.
Okay, so we are going to inject you with enough propofol to temporarily kill you, but then we'll bring you back with adrenaline so you don't have any...
Up. No spoilers, no spoilers.
And one more thing. You're not going to sue us, are you?
Oh, no. Litigation is for the middle class.
Aspen, you're going to love dying. It's hilarious. It's like being John Malkovich, but you don't have to go to Jersey.
And now.
You all are a perfect example of everything that's wrong with this country. You make for sad people, and you convince yourselves that you're doing something special.
Our feature presentation.
I mean, sounds accurate.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
To put it that harshly. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, October 20th. It's Wednesday, the 25th of October.
Seriously?
It's the beginning of the month. Give me a break.
You just said it's right? What?
The 25th of October.
You'll get the hang of it by the 31st.
That's what I'm saying.
That is scooped and lifted way out of here into left. Bang! Starts the World Series for Chris Taylor. Now Justin Turner. High fly ball into left. Off the bat of Turner. At the wall. It's gone. Turner makes it 3-1 Dodgers in game one. He hit the walk-off game-winning home run in game two of the NLCS against the Cubs. Here at Dodger Stadium on the 29th anniversary of the Kirk Gibson home run against Dennis Eckersley in the 88 World Series. And now in game one, a big two-run shot here in the sixth inning to make it 3-1. Altuve. Into right center field. Should end it. Puig is there. Dodgers win game one. And Clayton Kershaw has got a World Series win. And Justin Turner hit the two-run shot that made the difference in the sixth.
I mean, that happened.
I mean, Kevin.
All right, I have two thoughts before you get to that one. Before you get to that one, which I'm mad at, by the way. Remember when Muggs went to the 88 World Series?
Yeah, and they left.
And he was at the game that Kirk Gibson hit that home run.
Yeah.
And he and his mom left.
Yeah, and they went to get Chinese food.
And they were sitting in a Chinese food restaurant. They left the World Series game, first of all.
Yeah.
First of all, for any reason.
Right. If you're up or down 10 to nothing, you still stay, right?
Because it's a World Series game.
Absolutely.
So they leave, and then the waiter tells them that Kirk Gibson hit the home run. Probably one of the most famous plays in Dodger history.
Right.
And they were sitting in a restaurant when they saw it.
More sweet and sour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then two.
Sure.
Why are you putting the hex on me?
Here's why.
What's up with that?
Last series against the Cubs. Game three, you watched a little bit.
Yes.
They won.
Okay, but I didn't watch...
Game four, you watched enough.
All right.
I say one play.
Okay, good.
Because you saw a home run, I believe.
Yes,
in
I
that
did.
Game.
I saw one home run. Okay. I was like, hey, that was a great play. I'm going
to
go back.
And then you turned it off.
Right.
Fine. You did your job.
Okay.
Game four against the Cubs. Did you watch?
Well, there was a Kings game on.
There was a Kings game
so
on.
So, no.
You did not watch. And did they win?
I believe they did not.
They did not.
Right.
Game five. You watched quite a bit of it.
I mean, yes.
And they clinched.
They won.
NLCS and they went to the World Series.
Right.
And did you watch any last night?
And then last night I watched.
Even though there was a Kings game.
Flipping
and
back
they
and
won.
Forth.
Flipping back and forth. Okay.
Here's what I found out about baseball that I had forgotten about. There's a lot of time in between stuff.
A lot of downtime, Kevin. A lot of downtime.
It's insane. You need some food if the count's 2-1?
Yeah.
Go get some food, put it in the microwave, heat it up, maybe get something to drink, come back out, count still 3-2 on the same batter.
You could see probably 5-6 face-offs in the time that one batter is up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So you did that.
So I did that. I was flipping back and forth, and it was a very exciting Kings game.
Right.
And it was a very exciting Dodger game.
Yeah.
But it was all pitching, which I guess for baseball purists is great, but I like the 11-1 game.
Sure.
That was a lot more fun.
But you saw Ginger Jesus up there at bat.
I did. Ginger Jesus nailed it, yeah.
Okay. And then, you were not only watching, you recorded that.
Yes.
On your TV.
Right.
What happened with the Dodgers?
Well, they won game one.
Sure they did. Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, 3-1.
So,
and so you put a tweet out.
Yeah.
Being the evil person that you are, saying what?
I believe I said something like, just pointing it out, you watch, they win. It's science. You know how I love science.
Right, you're all about it.
I really am. I have a hypothesis and a Bunsen burner. Those are science-y. It's true, Kevin. You are...
But see,
the rabbit's foot. You're it.
But see,
I hate to put it on you, but when you've got a gift, Kevin, embrace it.
I learned a long time ago that if you accept that, then they lose. Now it's also my fault.
Only
I don't
if
want
you
that
don't
on
watch.
Me.
Only if you don't watch. If you don't watch and they lose, that's your fault.
Okay. If I don't watch one play, because technically,
I did say that.
Technically, one of the games they won, I watched one play.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
I feel good about that.
All right.
And that's
and I feel good about that too.
That's
as well.
A whole play.
Sure.
That's not just a guy up at bat and he, you know, that it's a strike. You have to watch his whole at bat.
I mean, I did tune in and on that pitch he hit a home run.
Okay.
So do I have to wait if there's like two balls and a strike? Do
yeah,
I have to wait
absolutely.
It out?
Sure.
So it's like 19, 20 minutes.
That is a long at bat. And by the way, Kevin, I do believe also because you were watching, that game was only 2 hours and 28 minutes.
They said that, and I said, wow, that's a long game. That's
no.
what I, hold on. That's what I thought. And then, is it Joe Buck, right?
Uh-huh.
He says, shortest game in World Series history or
it
something?
It went by so quick.
Did it?
That's
Did
so
Did it go
funny.
By so quick?
It, like a flash of light.
Like in the third... In the third inning, I don't know, I went and cleaned up my room, and then I came back, and they were still batting.
Are you seven?
And in the fifth inning, I went and got a mani-pedi, and I came back, and it was fine. Then I was huffing paint, and I came back, and it was, you know, whatever. Whatever. You got plenty of time to do stuff.
Sure.
When you watch a baseball game. That is a, that's a pace. That's a slow pace.
It is a pace, and that was
a
very quick game.
It was the fast, one of the fastest World Series games, did you say?
I literally, in the fifth inning, was like, this is zipping by.
That's crazy.
Holy crap.
That's crazy to me.
Three up, three down. Three up, three, whoa.
Because I would flip back to the Kings game, and there was enough action in 2 minutes that it equaled all of the action in the baseball game.
I mean...
Honestly, you know that. You watch hockey.
I do. I love hockey. And I was switching back and
you
forth,
were,
by
okay.
the way. I was. Because I didn't like the Kings loss the night before.
Right.
And I need a little redemption.
Right.
And I got
and
it.
And you got it.
And I got mostly Dodgers redemption. That's
okay.
what it was.
All right.
Beautiful.
So I was,
beautiful game.
Look, I was very happy for Dodgers. I was very happy for Dodger fans, a lot of whom are my friends. And I hope for them that the World Series happens for real and they win it. And
well, it is happening for real.
You know what I meant.
Yeah.
That they win it is what I meant. Not just that they're in it.
Yeah. Well, you've got to do your part.
Watch one play. All right. I thought you were just trying to gang up on me. And then people were like, oh, yeah, Kevin, you have to watch. You have to watch. And
yeah, I didn't expect that many people to be like, yeah, that's right, Kevin.
That was crazy. That was like stupid Allie. I don't have anything to do with this. Come on now. So game one last night went to the Dodgers. Game two is tonight.
Tonight.
Whew, all right. Okay. I mean, I'll do my part.
Absolutely. Well, it must be nice to hear your best friend calling it.
I do like Joe Buck. I do.
I know you do.
I think he's good. I know.
Sure do.
Some of you, he's not your favorite.
Listen, he's not for everyone.
Okay. I don't mind him.
But I like that you and him are best friends.
I don't know that I'd call us best friends.
I love that you guys have one of those best friend necklaces that you split into.
We don't have that.
I love
that. Half a heart.
I love that. Yes. Beef fry, seinens. Yeah. I love that you guys do that.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. I love that you guys brunch.
We don't brunch.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't know what the hell's going on in the most wonderful way.
Right? We a little bad animal voices because it's Wednesday.
Excellent.
Everybody's excited about that. Pasquale Rotella is going to be here. He's the guy from Insomniac that does all the EDC Las Vegas and EDC New York and EDC everywhere in the world.
Have you met him yet?
I have.
I was going to say.
He's been on the show before, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
Because you give him a lot of money.
I do. Okay. Yeah. I've gotten to a lot of them. That's true. We also have Dodgers World Series recap from the team here, one of which, Christine, was at the game.
I saw that.
And then we have to find out how Muggs' plan went. Because Muggs was planning to sneak into the World Series.
Sure was.
And he was very confident that it was going to work. And we were like, hey, World Series, a lot of times they up the security. It's a little harder to get in.
It's kind of a huge deal.
So we'll find out from him how that worked out. And we've got your tickets for Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. L.A. O.C.'s Alternative Rock. It's the world-famous K-Rock, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55. Coming up in the next maybe half hour, we're going to give you tickets to Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con. We're going to have a game so that you can win those coming up. But right now, Allie is in for Ralph for the Showbiz Beat.
I don't watch The Walking Dead. I know that you guys do.
Oh, so good this time.
I wasn't even aware it was coming back on Sunday. Did they not have anything really leading up to it that was kind of hitting you over the head that it was going to be the season 8 premiere?
There was a lot, but I follow Walking Dead and I follow a bunch of different places like that, so I saw a lot. But I was sort of, I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not, because I sort of was off of it for a bit. But it came back strong.
Yeah. Well, I knew that the season 7 premiere was huge last year because it was a huge cliffhanger, 17 million viewers. This was down quite a bit. It was the season 8 premiere, also the show's 100th episode, and it posted the series' lowest premiere rating since its third season.
Oh.
Which you think, oh, that's really bad. And then you see, 11.4 million total viewers on Sunday night. That's
holy crap.
Huge.
That's better than everything else.
And to know that that's so far down from their usual, that's pretty amazing. But it came back with a vengeance, you said?
If you're one of the people that records it and have not watched it yet, please watch. It's great.
Excellent.
It's good enough that I don't think they can keep it up. You know, every episode?
No. Yeah.
They have to come down and
gotta take some lulls.
They take some lulls and then they fight and then they all go off on their separate ways. And this is what started bugging me. And then you just follow one person around for a while and it's like, no, I want to see the whole group.
The whole gang.
Yeah. So it's really good.
I get it. Not good. E! Networks have signed a deal with the Kardashian family for $150 million. That is for 5 more seasons of the Kardashians to be on the air.
You mean 15 million?
I add a zero to the end of that.
So $150
million. Yeah. And that's going to be split mostly between the three oldest sisters. That's Kim, Courtney, and Khloe, because they're kind of the crux of it. And they're the Kardashians, really, if you think about it.
What about the Sock King?
The Sock King, not so much. Okay. Same with Kylie. She's not getting a ton of this money, but she's also got her spinoff show, and she's got a huge social media presence. So it's kind of odd she's not getting kind of a bigger chunk. But Kris Jenner, she not only is getting money, but her 10% managing fee. So on top of all that, she's getting her $15 million for managing her kids. Good Lord.
What?
He has a lot of money.
Well, listen, honestly, those shows, if they didn't make that money, they probably wouldn't give it to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I guess good on them.
It's hard to get out.
It is hard to get that out.
But it is true. Something to look forward to, you guys. This happened in Chicago last year, and it took the city by storm. What is it? A Saved by the Bell pop-up diner. Oh, yeah. Its L.A. location has been announced by none other than Principal Belding, who, if you haven't hung out with him and sang karaoke at Dimples, rest in peace, Dimples, you really haven't lived life.
How many people are you talking to right now?
It's just me and Michelle Beadle singing up there with Mr. Belding. The pop-up diner is going to be in West Hollywood at the West Hollywood Gateway at 7100 Santa Monica Boulevard. You're probably wondering what's on the menu.
What's on the menu?
Thank you, Kevin, for asking. AC Sliders, Mac and Screech, and the Kelly Kapowski Monte Cristo. That's some good, good stuff.
I don't think I want Mac and Screech.
You don't?
No. I don't want to eat anything that's named Screech.
So the AC Sliders more.
I'm good with that.
Your deal. Okay. Yeah. An opening date has yet to be announced, but people are going to line up for this. It's going to be huge. It's called Saved by the Max. And I don't know about you, but I'm so excited. I'm so scared. Anyone?
No.
That's a little Jesse Spano. Let's talk about some celebrity birthdays, shall we? Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith is 56. TV show host Samantha Bee is 48. Adam Goldberg, 47. My partner in rapping, Craig Robinson, is 46. Ciara is 32. And the firework herself, Katy Perry. Baby, you're a
firework. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
What happened to that guy?
Dead.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
Katy Perry turns 33 today. Ralph is up next hour with the Showbiz Beat.
Ralph, tell us what we're about to give away here.
Well, Stan Lee's Los Angeles Comic-Con is happening this weekend down at the Convention Center. It's one of the great Comic-Cons. Great cosplay, comics, TV and movie stars, everything you want in a Comic-Con. And so we thought we'd give away. We've got some three-day passes to give away. We thought we'd give them away with a Comic-Con related game. Now, everyone knows Allie loves comic books and comic book superheroes.
Oh, so much.
She knows everything about them.
Everything.
I remember to this day when we were talking about the Joker, and she was talking about Batman's villain, and she said, you know, the Riddler. She just,
I mean, that happens.
She's an expert. She's right. Just got such a grasp on the subject matter. So we thought we'd play a game.
My impression of her was that she didn't know quite that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out, because I brought in some very basic comic book superhero question.
Okay.
Now, we've got Allie sequestered in another studio, and what we're going to do is I will read the question to the listener with Allie not being able to hear it, and then the listener will have to guess whether Allie will know the answer or not when we ask her that same question. It's a game we're calling Does Allie Know?
Does Allie
know?
Does Allie
know? Well, there seems to be some doubt.
Does Allie
know?
Does Allie
know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know
she
has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small.
She
thinks she went to college, but she really can't recall.
Does Allie
know?
Does Allie
know? I think it's time we all found out.
That was some good work.
Our budget for jingles has been slashed, I think.
That was some pretty strong work.
Yeah. You may recognize this game as Does Kevin Know? We made a slight alteration for the Comic-Con. See if Allie knows.
All right. Let's start with Luis from Los Angeles. Hi there. Hello, Luis.
Luis? Luis, you there?
I'm not sure our phones are working.
Oh, they got to be.
Well, I see all the numbers
up,
but
right?
Down here on my
it's
board,
all black.
There's three flashing lights, and I don't really think...
Luis? Luis, come through.
I'm not positive that we have...
Can you hear us on the other side, Luis?
I'm not positive we have phones.
That would be bad.
Oh,
so
no.
So if we don't have phones, then how do we...
Can you try another line, perhaps?
I can try it.
It's like Alex on line two, perhaps? Maybe?
No.
Maybe it's the line?
Chip, go check. Would you just for a second?
Oh, what a shame, because this is going to be so fun to play.
You guys, this is going to be funny because Allie doesn't know.
I think she's going to crush it.
Thank you, Ralph.
She's going to rise to the occasion and surprise everyone.
She's going to miss every single one, though.
How dare you?
That's my point.
My prediction is she will not miss every single one.
Oh, you think she'll get one right?
I think there's one or two in here that she would actually know.
But will it matter? Because we don't
have no phones? No, then that won't matter.
Aww.
Should we just play the game anyway so that we can laugh at Allie? Or no, we
or
should
wait. Or should we take these people's phone numbers down and call them back in a bit?
So I call right now, we'll get right back to you? Is that what you're saying?
We've got all their numbers, and maybe we call them back later.
I feel bad because we've got these great tickets that we have three-day passes to give away.
Yeah.
We've got five pair of them to give away for this weekend.
I got no access to phones.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous because it's K-Rock.
This station blows.
What's that?
Pot of O.
Kevin. Studio O.
Why did I think this might be user error?
How dare you?
Why did I think the possibility?
Hang on.
Oh, man.
Tell Chip I don't know how to pot of O.
This is going good.
This is just a cluster.
I just saw Chip run out of a different studio.
Yeah, she's running out of O and coming in here to turn on O. So you're saying we have phones in O?
If I pot up O, I can do it.
Fantastic.
Wow.
You have to show me how to do that later. Because I don't know. No, this is good. It's going to work, everybody.
I feel like it's going well.
We have confidence in it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you guys, Allie doesn't know.
You don't know she doesn't know.
Kevin.
I mean, for the most part, she doesn't know.
Even if you did know that she didn't know, you shouldn't be saying that because
I'm just saying,
that takes the wind out of the sails of the game, which is, does she know?
The people can still win the tickets.
The game's
the
not
tickets.
Called The Answer is No.
Okay. Although it should be. All right. Let's see if we have phones. Let's go to line one. Chip in the other room.
Why don't you go to a line that's locked in, like number two?
Line two, Chip in the other room.
It's awesome.
Okay. It doesn't look like it's working.
It's not working. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is table this contest.
Yes. We're going to put this on the back burner.
Right. And then at another time later today when the phones are also not working, we'll try it again.
Love that idea.
Do you think I'll know then?
I think you will. Do you have a chance to study?
Okay.
We'll give you people some more time, and then we'll give away the tickets a little bit later on. So last night, game one, Dodgers World Series.
Yeah.
How about that? Dave, the King of Mexico, is joining us. Longtime Dodgers fan. How are you, Dave?
What's up?
Wrong mic.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
You. What's up?
You must have loved the game.
I thought it was okay.
You like games that are...
No, of course I loved it.
Do you like games that are pitcher's duels like that, where there's not much scoring?
You know what? I'm a baseball fan, so yes, I loved it. The way Kershaw was dealing last night was amazing.
Yeah.
And
he was unbelievable.
Even the Astros pitcher, I can't pronounce his name, like Dallas
Keuchel.
Keuchel, yeah.
Yeah. His beard was awesome, but he was pitching great as well. And
the
you
one
know.
Thing that I did like is the announcers were mentioning that Keuchel is really good at keeping the ball low, so that everybody that thinks they're going to get a great hit ends up hitting a grounder, and that was just before Justin Turner, who just cranked it out.
Yeah,
they were still saying it when that happened.
Well, that pitch wasn't low, if you noticed it. It was up high, and he crushed
it. He nailed it.
Crushed it.
Christine, you were there.
I was there.
Tell us about the atmosphere at that place.
You know, I got there pretty early. I took my mom, who is a lifelong Dodgers fan as well.
Oh, that's nice.
And we, you know, I grew up watching the games with her, and we'd always just talked about if it ever happened, we have to go. And so I, you know, told her we were going, and she told me she didn't sleep for a few days.
Aww.
And was so nervous. And so we got there early, and just because she wanted to get taken all the atmosphere and the excitement.
Sure.
Okay, hold. Let's compare that with Beer Mug's mom.
A little different.
Okay.
A little different.
Back
yeah. And it was awesome, just like the amount of press. And everybody was so nice. And even my mom was saying, the drunkest people you've ever seen in your life were so happy and, like, cool. And everyone's high-fiving. And
what
it was
about
just
the heat?
Awesome.
There was no one that didn't bother anyone, I
it
suppose.
It didn't
in
bother
the fans.
Anyone.
Yeah.
No one cared. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can I give a shout-out to the Dodger fans who were actually in their seats at the 5 o'clock first pitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing.
That is amazing, but it's also the World Series, so you would
expect
that.
It doesn't matter for
Los
Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
So most of them must have gone early then, like Christine, to make sure they
were there. No one was working yesterday.
No.
Yeah, I want to say, just by how crowded the stadium was, not in the seats at like 4:30, everybody was there in the hall.
Already, wow.
Everybody. Yeah. So it was awesome.
Wow, very exciting. And so it starts off with a Dodger home run.
Okay, so it was, I don't know, 5 minutes into the game. Mm-hmm. So we're like, let's go get drinks.
Oh, no,
it's okay.
Okay.
Because, you know, right by that left field pavilion bar, there's that awesome, the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch the guys warming up. So I just happened to say, oh, Mom, look, Chris Taylor's up. We turned around, walked up to the home run.
Nice.
Before we could even.
That is scooped and lifted way out of here into left. Bang, starts the World Series. Chris Taylor.
So you're saying that you were leaving to get something to drink, and you said, for some reason,
yep.
Hey, let's look at this guy. And he
hits
a home
run. Chris Taylor, yeah, absolutely.
That's insane.
Insane.
So you saw it, and then you went and got food.
Well, we got drinks, yeah.
Sweet. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So, when I say food with Christine, it means drinks.
Yeah. I've hung out with Christine. It's a meal.
And so then they tie it. The Astros tie it. And then is that sort of a bummer? Or you're fine because the Dodgers have been playing that way all year.
It's so funny because, like, I even asked everyone, no one was worried. The pace of the game was so fast. Kershaw was so dominant. And at that moment, maybe there was, like, a twinge of,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, you're like, oh, bummer. But then I don't know. It never felt like the atmosphere was nervous or there was, like, fear ever.
Well, I think as you go through a season, you learn about your team.
Right.
And you see your team when they're behind, and you can tell what kind of team they are, if they panic or don't panic. And this is a team that doesn't panic.
The only comment that I had heard...
Although Muggs' mom was probably already out at that point.
That's true.
Even if it was a tie game. They weren't losing.
I'm not sure about Mama Muggs. Okay, go ahead.
And I was wondering if she was going to keep the game on in the seventh when they kept Clayton in, you know? But yeah, he was so dominant. It was just incredible.
And then... what do you call him? Ginger Jesus.
Ginger Jesus.
Oh,
steps
him.
Up to the plate. Who was on? Was it Kershaw was on? Who was on base? I forget.
Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor. Okay, yeah. So he's on base.
He walked.
And Ginger Jesus.
With two outs, walk Ginger Jesus.
Now Justin Turner. High fly ball into left. Off the bat of Turner. At the wall. It's gone. Turner makes it 3-1 Dodgers in game one.
And tell me the atmosphere in the place then. You must have all been going crazy.
I think I saw several grown men actually start to cry. It was incredible. People were hugging each other. Just, it was so awesome.
Like they'd known each other their whole lives?
Yeah. Yeah. And usually guys at baseball games at that point, you're pretty, you know, rowdy.
Sure.
And just, there was nothing bad, nothing negative. It's so awesome.
Everybody was having such a
good
time.
No beach balls, no wave. It was beautiful.
No beach balls, no wave. Yeah. Yeah.
Why does Dave hate the beach balls
World
so much?
World Series. Love it. Let's do this every year.
We had a Kevin and Bean night one night, and he was fighting for people. He got a beach ball, and he was popping them. That's Dave.
Dave.
Hey, why? Listen, I don't know. Watch the game.
But then, so Dave got a beach ball, and there were like three of us trying to stop him, and he had Hulk strength. He was holding on to that beach ball. He was not giving it up, and he popped it. And he felt really good about himself.
Enemy of fun.
Enemy of fun, right. All right, so game two tonight.
Yeah.
Who starts for the Dodgers?
Rich Hill.
And Verlander.
Verlander's tough. So that means Kate Upton's in the building.
Yeah. I think she was probably there even when he's not pitching.
Nah, she doesn't.
Because he's still on the team.
Yeah, she doesn't know. I assume
with World Series, I would assume she would go.
So if you see her, tell her I said hi.
So congratulations to the Dodgers, and game two is tonight at 5 p.m. as well?
Yes.
Yep. All right, and good luck. So you know what we're going to do at 7:15 today?
What, Kevin?
We're going to give away tickets to Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con.
I'm not falling for this again. Nope. Fool me no once, sorry. Shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right.
That's
right.
The saying. Yep.
I think we fixed the phones. I'm not positive, but we're going to try it again in the 7 o'clock hour in about a half hour. Yeah. So we're sorry to everybody that was on hold. We apologize. It was out of our control.
Now, what I heard is the phones are working.
Right.
We just couldn't get them on the air in here. But the phones were actually working in the other room. People were talking to people.
Is that right?
So that's what we're trying to fix.
Oh, okay.
So here's what I can
do now.
Everything.
Okay,
what I can do now is I can give away tickets to see Thor Ragnarok.
Okay, so you're counting on the phones working right this second.
In the other room. We don't need to talk to anybody on the air.
Okay.
So Beer Mug can answer phones in the other room. We have tickets to the IMAX 3D advanced screening of Thor Ragnarok.
Yay!
It's happening at the IMAX headquarters. What better place to see an IMAX 3D movie than at the IMAX headquarters? The projection, the theater, it's all state-of-the-art there because it's their headquarters. It's their damn home. Of course, it's top notch. I've got 5 pairs of passes to see this on October 30th. This is before the movies in theaters everywhere on November 3rd. You know the gang. Chris Hemsworth returns as the mighty Thor. Tom Hiddleston as his brother Loki. Cate Blanchett as Hela. Hulk shows up. Mark Ruffalo is also in this film. And Thor is imprisoned on the other side of the universe. He's got to find his way to get back home without his mighty hammer. Get back to his home world, of course. And that alley's name is the name of the home world of Thor.
Thory world.
Asgard is
right.
What we were looking
well,
for.
Well, that's the technical name.
That's the game we'll be playing
that's
at 7:15, by the way. So that's a little taste of how much Allie knows about superheroes. If you want to go see Thor Ragnarok, give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. First 5 people through at that phone number will get tickets to see Thor Ragnarok.
Down in Ragnarok.
Sad news. Robert Guillaume has passed away at the age of 89. What a extensive body of work this guy had. Could do it all. Won Emmy Awards for his work as Benson in the series Benson, the role he also played on Soap. He was the voice of Rafiki in The Lion King. Got a Tony for his work on stage in Guys and Dolls. Was the first African-American to play the lead in Phantom of the Opera. Guy really did it all. Passed away at the age of 89. So, sad news. The better news is George Romero. I heard you guys talking about Walking Dead earlier today. George Romero, of course, the granddaddy of all zombies, is getting a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning at 11:30 a.m. His widow, Suzanne, will be on hand to accept the award. But, of course, he's best known for his Dead movies, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead. Brunch of the Dead. Remember, it was another one.
I don't think it was
Brunch. Yeah. Happy Hour positive. Of the Dead. Yes, there was a lot of
dead. I don't remember Happy Hour of the Dead.
A lot of dead movies. So, well-deserved star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's what he's going to be getting. Here's some good news as well. Kid Rock isn't really running for Senate. It was all just a publicity stunt.
Oh, that crazy guy.
That crazy Kid Rock making us fear for our democracy. He's hilarious with his silly pranks. The fake campaign website, all the social media stuff. Kid Rock said, who couldn't figure that out? That it was fake. We live in a country where a reality show host is our president, Kid Rock. Excuse us if we're a little skittish.
Look, I don't care if you like the president or hate the president. Most of us thought at some point in that run-up to president, he was going to say, I'm not really doing
just
this.
Kidding. Yeah.
So I'm glad Kid Rock is actually committing to that.
It was a publicity stunt because Kid Rock is releasing a new album in November, around election time.
Can that be fake?
I was going to say, I think I'd rather have him run.
Right.
Than release new music.
I'm with you, Rob.
You understand?
Seriously. Yeah. Good Lord. We get it.
Don't forget, Kid Rock's still the only artist I've ever known to rhyme the word things with the word things.
Yeah, that is Kid Rock, yeah.
We're trying different things, and we're smoking different things.
Yep.
Really?
They were that close. That
lazy bastard.
They were that close together.
Oh, my Lord. That's just not even trying. It's the worst. And Justin Timberlake, of course, you know, is going to be playing at the Super Bowl in February. How about a little reunion between him and another Super Bowl performer? How about Janet Jackson joining him on stage?
I like it.
There's no way she'll be allowed.
Yeah, she will.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Source close to Janet tells Entertainment Tonight, the door is wide open. That was the problem last time.
Right?
The door was wide open. We saw beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, the headlights inside the door. That was the problem. If Justin or his team reached out, Janet would perform with him in a minute, she said.
On a side note, there's no way he'll reach out to her. He doesn't need her.
But I think that'd be a great moment.
Yeah, would be gracious. Because really, dude, you should have spoke up for her a long time ago and been like, dude, that was me. My bad.
And she's performing a lot now lately.
Killing
her timing
it.
Is
really?
Just going to be perfect.
Oh, yeah. She was just at either the Bowl or somewhere.
Yeah, she had Forum, wasn't she?
I didn't
Maybe,
know that.
But she was down at Honda Center, too, like, killing it on stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
People are blown away by her live show.
Wow. I would love it. I'd love it if he brought Brittany up. I would love
have
it
her
if
boobs
he...
out, too, right?
Well, sure.
All boobs. Just one boob.
Just one
he
boob,
have
not
one
all.
Boob. No, we just had one.
Each
like,
one.
Yeah, like an homage to the nip slip. Everybody just has one boob out. Joey Fatone. Everybody comes out with just one boob.
I don't want that.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Nancy Cartwright is 60 years old today. She's probably best known, Kevin, as Nancy Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright is the mom on The Simpsons.
Very close. Very close. Yeah. Not the mom on The Simpsons, though. No, she's the voice of Bart Simpson on The Simpsons. 60 years old.
Wow, I'm taking that as a win.
Are you really?
You are.
Same show, Ralph. Come
Instead
on.
Instead of missing the target completely, you got somewhere on the board?
You're taking
that as a bullseye?
I'm in the
you?
Area, yeah.
Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Pepper drummer, is 56 years old today. Samantha Bee, very, very funny lady. She is 48 years old. Adam Goldberg is 47. Craig Robinson's 46. Katy Perry celebrates her 33rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Listen, K-Rock is held together by Band-Aids and hairpins, pretty much.
Oh,
and
I think you're being gracious.
Am I? And the phones don't always agree with us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they say, no, you're not going to do a contest.
Yeah.
And you're not going to give away tickets to Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con. Well, mm-hmm. We are going to try it again.
Okay.
So if you'd like to call now, we hope it works. 1-800-520-1067. And we're going to play Stump Alley again.
Okay.
Same game, the whole same rules that we were going to do about a half hour ago when the phones didn't work. So if you call now, we'll play in about 10 minutes here on the world famous K-Rock. Let's talk about Mark Wahlberg. He was in Chicago. He's a very religious guy.
Oh, yeah, devout Catholic.
And is trying to draw young people into the church and was standing next to Cardinal, I don't know how you say his name.
Blaise Cupich?
Yes, Blaise Cupich. And somebody asked him about his movies and his TV work, and he just said, I hope God is forgiving about some of the stuff I've done. And somebody pressed him for an answer, and the example that he gave was Boogie Nights.
What?
Because it was about a guy in porn. So he's like, I hope God's very forgiving that he forgives me for Boogie Nights.
Really?
Yeah, that was his, that's what he, that's the one that stands out to him that he might need forgiveness from God the most.
Okay.
So we thought that we would check in with God, because we do have the hotline to heaven, and just find out if he's down with that, if he's okay, okay with Boogie Nights. Hello, God.
Hello, Kevin.
How are you?
I am perfect.
You're always perfect, aren't you?
Goddamn right.
Hi, God.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Allie. Shouldn't you know that?
You're not on the list.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
We were just talking about Mark Wahlberg.
Ah, my...
Yes.
My child, Mark.
Yes, and he was talking about trying to get younger people into the Catholic Church.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah.
And at some point, he did say that he hoped that you were very forgiving with some of the projects that he's done in the past.
Did he give any examples?
Well, I mean, he did say Boogie Nights.
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Yeah, he said that that's the one that kind of stands out in his mind because it was about a porn star.
I love Boogie Nights.
You loved Boogie Nights?
Love that film. Great cast.
Really?
William H. Macy.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Amazing.
Great in that.
Yeah.
Some of Burt Reynolds' best work later in his career.
Wow.
Love that film.
Okay.
I realize so you're a movie
nerd. Dirk Diggler was blessed by me.
Wow. Well,
yeah, he was.
Right?
Right?
Right? Who's with me?
You know what I'm saying, ladies?
Great film. Yeah. No worries. Mark has nothing to worry about when it comes to Boogie Nights.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll bet that'll put his mind at ease. Yeah,
the Happening, however. The Happening.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Not a fan of that movie.
I'm never forgiving him for that one.
Oh.
No.
That was an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Well,
oh, that's right, yeah.
What? No. He says he's awful in that.
Is that your impression of Mark Wahlberg?
Forgiving him for that.
God nailed it.
Oh.
You
there's
do
a
good.
Special place in hell for him.
Oh, wow.
Right next to M. Night Shyamalan, actually.
Oh, wow.
Right in cinema hell.
Mm. And all he was worried about was Boogie Nights.
Yeah,
so
he should be worried about other things.
Oh, no.
He should be worried about Transformers Age of Extinction.
Uh-oh.
You don't like that one either?
I think we have a Transformer. What is that all about? Cade Yeager. His name's Cade Yeager in that movie. Oh, so stupid.
So not a fan of that one either, huh?
Oh, he's going to burn for that.
Oh, wow.
Transformers The Last Knight.
Right.
I think I have a Transformer again.
Again, yeah.
So much crap. He's made so many crappy movies. Pain and Gain, Max Payne, anything with pain in it blows. Mark should be asking forgiveness for those films.
Wow. I don't think those were at the top of his list. But
and he created Entourage.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
That's true.
He should be on his knees begging my forgiveness for freaking Entourage.
You didn't like Entourage either?
Oh, boy. When I get my hands on that turtle. Oh. Oh, am I going to send him to hell? That's going to be a good day for God right there.
Wow.
I'm going to, come here, turtle. You're going to kick him right out of the pearly gates. So, yeah, Wahlberg, we need to talk.
Wow. He probably thought he was in the clear after that one. But
did you ever see his Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Oh, God, that was awful. Oh, the more I think about this Mark Wahlberg, the less I like him. And that rock star movie he made with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah, that was...
There's two giant douchebags in that movie. That unbelievable. I find those guys who played the reporters,
you should.
I'm going to hunt them. I will smote them.
Yeah, I think that's...
I haven't done some smoting in a long time, but there will be smoting.
I think there was a Mark and a Brian in that group.
Oh, Mark and... Let me write this down.
Yeah, Mark and Brian, right.
Got
it. They were in that movie.
Hey, wait a minute.
If you're going to smote them.
That was you.
I mean...
It was you in the tall, gangly one.
I mean, for a second.
You lied to God?
God knows. Right?
Yeah, I kind of knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take two.
Yeah, let's try this again. What do you
say? Try this again. Tell us what the prize is.
We are giving away 3-day passes to Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con happening this weekend down at the L.A. Convention Center. I'll be on hand on Saturday along with my buddy Kevin Smith. We're going to be hosting a panel that is going to pay tribute to the late, great Adam West. Burt Ward, his TV partner as Robin, will be there, along with Lee Merriweather and Julie Newmar, two of the Catwomen. And we're doing a big Batman live art auction.
that all the proceeds are going to go to St. Jude Children's Hospital in Adam West's name. That'll be on Saturday. But there's a bunch of great stuff happening all weekend long. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's going to be down there. Scott Bakula, Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, Drew Carey, a lot of stars. And I've got a pair, I've got five pairs of three-day passes to Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con this weekend. But we thought we would fold in our own beloved Allie McKay because she's a huge comic book and superhero fan. And so I thought it'd be fun to ask her some pretty basic comic book questions, and then our listeners would have to determine whether they think she will get the answer or not in a game we call Does Allie Know?
Does Allie
know?
Does Allie
know? Well, there seems to be some doubt.
Does Allie
know?
Does Allie
know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know
she
has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small.
She
thinks she went to college, but
she
really can't recall.
Does Allie
know?
Does Allie
know? I think it's time we all found out.
That song is so much better without my name in it.
I could have re-recorded
it. No. So good.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to put it. Allie's in a different studio, so we're going to put her in isolation. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to our contestant, and then we'll ask them the question, and then they have to say whether they think Allie will know the answer or not.
All right, we're going to start with Matt in Huntington Beach.
Okay.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Matt, hold on a second. Let's put Allie in isolation. Can she hear us
now? Okay, bye.
Bye.
Don't hear.
I thought she would go away when we said hi, Matt, but I guess not.
Well, I thought you were going to pot her down or something. I didn't know how that
no,
worked.
No, they do it then.
Okay, here we go. Here's the question I'm going to ask Allie, Matt. You have to tell me whether you think she's going to know it or not. Angel, Beast, Cyclops, Iceman, and Marvel Girl were the original members of what group? Do you know the answer? You don't have to, but I just wonder if you know.
X-Men, right?
It's the X-Men, right. So we're going to see if Allie would know it's the X-Men or not. Which do you think?
Couple of those are like dead giveaways.
That's
so,
what I thought.
I'd like to think that if she's as big of a fan as he says.
No. We were being ironic.
I was being sort of facetious. Oh,
sarcastic.
Yeah.
It was a little sarcastic.
Yeah, she doesn't know a lot about comic books. That's why I was being sarcastic.
It is just like 50-50 now. I'll stick with you. You know, I think I have faith.
You have faith in her.
Maybe.
All right, well, let's see. Let's bring Allie back.
That's a shame.
Let's bring. You don't know, Kevin. Let's bring Allie back. There she is.
Matt has faith in you.
All right.
Oh, Matt.
Matt says that he thinks you will be able to ascertain the answer to this question, mm-hmm. Allie. I'm going to ask it for you. Here we go. Angel, Beast, Cyclops, Iceman, and Marvel Girl were the original members of what superhero group, Allie?
Angel, Beast, Cyclops, and who?
Iceman.
Iceman.
And Marvel Girl.
Yeah, those were the top guns.
Oh, crap.
Sorry, Allie, no. The X-Men. The X-Men is what we were looking
but
for.
But Matt said yes, so
but
he
Matt
loses.
Matt said yes, so he does not get the ticket.
Oh,
sorry,
Matt.
Sorry, Matt.
That was my weekend.
You ruined his weekend, Allie.
I'm so sorry.
You know.
Hey, he's the one that had faith in you.
Just
that's on him.
I mean, that's a bad move, dude.
Let's go to Devin in Santa Clarita. Hi, Devin.
Hey.
All right, Allie, go away.
She's gone.
Okay. Devin, here's the question I'm going to ask Allie. Billy Batson says one magic word to transform into Captain Marvel. What is that word? And the answer, of course, is...
I have no idea.
Shazam. Shazam is the word we're going to be looking for.
Oh, so Devin says no way.
So
no way.
You don't think she knows it?
No.
All right. Let's pull it.
Gun?
Let's pull it back in and see. We'll have to wait.
All right.
Here we go, Allie. Here's your question. Billy Batson says one magic word to transform into Captain Marvel. What is that word?
Billy Batson?
Yes.
He goes, because he's a bat.
It's not a word?
Yeah, it's G-W-A-A-A-H.
It's not a word.
No, Allie.
Correct.
Shazam. Shazam is the word.
That is a painful word.
Devin did not think you would know the answer. You
did. For you, Devin.
And so he wins 3-day passes to Stan Lee LA Comic Con this week.
Nicely done, Devin.
Wait, what did he say?
He said you wouldn't get
he
it.
Said you would
no,
not get
the
it.
Word.
It's Shazam.
Shazam.
That's a Shaq movie.
No, that's Kazam.
Oh, good Lord.
All right, everybody listening, just take a cue. Let's go to Oscar in Linwood. Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
Go away, Allie.
Good morning, party people.
Hey,
good morning.
Oscar. Here's the question I'm going to ask Allie. What metal are Wolverine's claws made from? That would be adamantium. Do you think she's going to know adamantium?
Unfortunately not.
Yeah, I think you're right here, Oscar. Let's see what happens.
All right, let's bring Allie back.
Hi.
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Here's your question. What metal are Wolverine's claws made from? Wolverine's claws are made of a specific kind of metal. What kind is that?
Heavy.
Heavy metal. No, I'm sorry. Adamantium. Adamantium is what we're looking for.
But yes. You would have said that if you didn't know it was what he wanted, right?
Yeah, adamantium.
So, right. Oscar,
don't drink,
you...
don't smoke. What
well,
do you do?
No, that's adamant. It's
okay.
a very different
All right.
thing.
Sure.
Oscar said you would not know the answer, so he is going to 3-day passes to right. Stanley's
Congrats,
Comic-Con.
Oscar. Woo-hoo! All right. So that's two pair we've given
People
away.
We're starting to catch on how this game is played, I think. Goodbye, Allie.
Let's go to Joe in Ontario. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Joe. Here's a question I'm going to ask Allie. Amateur detective Ralph Dibny drinks the formula Gingold to become what superhero? To become what superhero? The answer is Elongated Man. Elongated Man. Do you think Allie's going to know that?
Definitely not.
I think you're right. Let's see what happens. All right. Let's bring her back.
Hi.
Hi there, Allie. Amateur detective Ralph Dibny drinks the formula Gingold to become what superhero?
Oh, that is Ginkgo Biloba Man.
No, Allie, Elongated Man.
Sure.
Elongated Man is what we're looking for.
All right.
Joe did not think you were going to know the answer, and so he got a three-day pass, pair of three-day passes for Comic-Con.
Nicely done, Joe.
Well done, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, that's three pair. Let's go to Will and Pico Rivera. Hi, Will.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Will. Let's send Allie away. Is she gone?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's the question I'm going to ask her, Will. See if you think she'll know it or not. General Thunderbolt Ross is the recurring nemesis of what superhero? Now, the answer would be
The Hulk.
Absolutely. Now, you know it. Do you think Allie's going to know it?
No.
All right. Let's see what happens, Will. We'll bring her back on.
Hi.
Hi there, Allie. General Thunderbolt Ross is the recurring nemesis of what superhero?
Scaramouche.
Scaramouche isn't even a superhero.
Thunderbolt of lightning. Very, very frightening me.
Thunderbolt Ross.
Keep
is
going.
The nemesis of the Hulk, Allie. The Hulk is the answer we were looking for. Will did not believe you would know the answer, and he was correct. So he's got 3-day passes to go see the LA Comic.
Okay, all joking aside, Ralph, you said basic questions.
These are very basic questions, yes.
Good Lord.
All right, we have one more pair to give away. Let's see if it's Hugo and West Covina.
Hugo, here's the question I'm going to ask Allie. What is the name of the bottled city that Superman keeps in the Fortress of Solitude? And the answer is Kandor, the bottled city of Kandor. Do you think Allie's going to know that or not?
I really doubt that she won't know that.
Yeah,
you'll doubt that she won't. I'm not sure what that answer is.
He doubts that she will know that.
All right.
Let's bring her back on and see what happens. Thanks, Hugo.
Hi.
Hi, Allie. Here's your question. What is the name of the bottled city that Superman keeps in the Fortress of Solitude?
The bottled city?
Yes.
Ooh.
The name of that bottled city.
In the Fortress of who?
Solitude.
Yeah.
That's Superman's sort of man cave where he hangs out.
Yeah. That's that bottled...
The name of the city.
City.
Right.
In the Fortress of Solitude.
Right.
In his man cave.
Yep.
Right.
It's a city that shrunk down from Krypton. It's in a bottle.
Oh. Shrinky Town, right?
No, I'm sorry. Kandor was what we were looking for, not Shrinky Town. So I'm sorry. Hugo said you would not know the answer. You did not know the answer, and so he has got a pair of 3-day passes for the Stanley LA Comic Con.
Nicely done, Hugo.
Well done, Hugo.
Thank you,
Allie. Not so nicely done.
No.
Thanks for playing the game,
Allie.
No,
Allie.
No. Well, I think we all found out.
Scooped and lifted way out of here into left. Bang! Starts the World Series for Chris Taylor. Now Justin Turner. High fly ball into left. Off the bat of Turner. At the wall. It's gone. Turner makes it 3-1 Dodgers in game one. He hit the walk-off game-winning home run in Game 2 of the NLCS against the Cubs here at Dodger Stadium on the 29th anniversary of the Kirk Gibson home run against Dennis Eckersley in the 88 World Series. And now in Game 1, a big two-run shot here in the sixth inning to make it 3-1. Altuve. Into right center field, should end it. Puig is there. Dodgers win Game 1. And Clayton Kershaw's got a World Series win. And Justin Turner hit the two-run shot that made the difference in the sixth.
I mean, that happened.
I mean, Kevin.
All right, I have two thoughts before you get to that one. Before you get to that one, which I'm mad at, by the way. Remember when Muggs went to the 88 World Series?
Yeah, and they left.
And he was at the game that Kirk Gibson hit that home run.
Yeah.
And he and his mom left.
Yeah, and they went to get Chinese food.
And they were sitting in a Chinese food restaurant. They left the World Series game, first of all.
Yeah.
First of all, for any reason.
Right. If you're up or down 10 to nothing, you still stay, right?
Because it's a World Series game.
Absolutely.
So they leave, and then the waiter tells them that Kirk Gibson hit the home run. Probably one of the most famous plays in Dodger history.
Right.
And they were sitting in a restaurant when they saw it.
More sweet and sour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then two.
Sure.
Why are you putting a hex on me?
Here's why.
What's up with that?
Last series against the Cubs. Game three. You watched a little bit.
Yes.
They won.
Okay, but I didn't watch.
Game four. You watched enough.
All right.
I say one play.
Okay, good.
Because you saw a home run, I believe.
Yes,
in
I
that
did.
Game.
I saw one home run. Okay. I was like, hey, that was a great play. I'm going
to
go back.
And then you turned it off.
Right.
Fine. You did your job.
Okay.
Game four against the Cubs. Did you watch?
Well, there was a Kings game on.
There was a Kings game
so
on.
So, no.
You did not watch. And did they win?
I believe they did not.
They did not.
Right.
Game five. You watched quite a bit of it.
I mean, yes.
And they clinched.
They won.
NLCS and they went to the World Series.
Right.
And did you watch any last night?
And then last night I watched.
Even though there was a Kings game. Flipping back and forth. Okay.
Here's what I found out about baseball that I had forgotten about. There's a lot of time in between stuff.
A lot of downtime, Kevin. A lot of downtime.
It's insane. You need some food if the count's 2-1?
Yeah.
Go get some food. Put it in the microwave. Heat it up. Maybe get something to drink. Come back out. Count's still 3-2 on the same batter.
You could see probably 5-6 face-offs in the time that one batter is up.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So you did that.
So I did that. I was flipping back and forth, and it was a very exciting Kings game.
Right.
And it was a very exciting Dodger game.
Yeah.
But it was all pitching, which I guess for baseball purists is great, but I like the 11-1 game.
Sure.
That was a lot more fun.
But you saw Ginger Jesus up there at bat.
I did. Ginger Jesus nailed it, yeah.
Okay. And then, you were not only watching, you recorded that.
Yes.
On your TV.
Right.
What happened with the Dodgers?
Well, they won game
one. Sure they did. Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, 3-1.
So,
and so you put a tweet out.
Yeah.
Being the evil person that you are, saying what?
I believe I said something like, just pointing it out, you watch, they win. It's science. You know how I love science.
Right, you're all about it.
I really am. I have a hypothesis and a Bunsen burner. Those are science-y. It's true, Kevin. You are rabbit's foot. You're it.
But see,
I hate to put it on you, but when you've got a gift, Kevin, embrace it.
I learned a long time ago that if you accept that, then they lose. Now, it's also my fault.
Only
I don't
if
want
you
that
don't
on
watch.
Me.
Only if you don't watch. If you don't watch and they lose, that's your fault.
Okay. If I don't watch one play, because technically...
I did say that.
Technically, one of the games they won, I watched one play.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I feel good about that.
All right.
And that's.
And I feel good about that, too,
as well.
That's
a whole play.
Sure.
That's not just a guy up at bat and he, you know... That it's a strike. You have to watch his hole at bat.
I mean, I did tune in, and on that pitch, he hit a home run.
Okay.
So do I have to wait? If there's like two balls and a strike, do
yeah,
I have to
absolutely.
Wait it out?
Sure.
So it's like 19, 20 minutes.
That is a long at bat. And by the way, Kevin, I do believe also, because you were watching, that game was only 2 hours and 28 minutes.
They said that, and I said, wow, that's a long game. That's what I thought. And then, is it Joe Buck, right?
Uh-huh.
He says, shortest game in World Series history or
it
something?
It went by so quick.
Did it?
That's
Did
so
Did it go
funny.
By so quick?
It, like a flash of light.
Like in the third inning, I don't know, I went and cleaned up my room, and then I came back, and they were still batting. And
were you seven?
And in the fifth inning, I went and got a mani-pedi, and I came back, and it was fine. Then I was huffing paint, and I came back,
what?
And it was, you
what?
Know, whatever. Whatever. You got plenty of time to do stuff.
Sure.
When you watch a baseball game. That is a that's a pace. That's a slow pace.
It is a pace, and that was
a
very quick game.
It was the fast one of the fastest World Series games.
I literally in the fifth inning was like, "This is zipping by."
That's crazy.
Holy crap!
That's crazy to me.
Three up, three down. Whoa!
Because I would flip back to the Kings game, and there was enough action in 2 minutes that it equaled all of the action in the baseball game.
I mean,
honestly, you know that. You watch hockey.
I do. I love hockey. And yeah. I was switching back and
you
forth,
were?
By
okay.
the way. I was. Because I didn't like the Kings' loss the night before.
Right.
And I need a little redemption.
Right.
And I got
and
it.
And you got it.
And I got mostly Dodgers redemption. That's
okay.
what it was.
All right.
Beautiful.
So I was,
beautiful game.
Look, I was very happy for Dodgers. I was very happy for Dodger fans, a lot of whom are my friends. And I hope for them that the World Series happens for real and they win it. And
well, it is happening for real.
You know what I meant.
Yeah.
That they win it is what I meant. Not just that they're in it.
Yeah. Well, you've got to do your part.
Watch one play. All right. I thought you were just trying to gang up on me, and then people were like, oh, yeah, Kevin, you have to watch, you have to watch.
Yeah, I didn't expect that many people to be like, yeah, that's right, Kevin.
That was crazy. I was like, stupid Allie. I don't have anything to do with this. Come on now. So game one last night went to the Dodgers. Game two is tonight.
Tonight.
Whew, all right. Okay. I mean, I'll do my part.
Absolutely. Well, it must be nice to hear your best friend calling it.
I do like Joe Buck. I do.
I know you do.
I think he's good. I know.
Sure do.
Some of you, he's not your favorite.
Listen, he's not for everyone.
Okay. I don't mind him.
But I like that you and him are best friends.
I don't know that I'd call us best friends.
I love that you guys have one of those best friend necklaces that you split into.
We don't have that.
I love
that. Half a heart.
I love that. Yes. Beef fry, St. Ends. Yeah. I love that you guys do that.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. I love that you guys brunch.
We don't brunch.
Yeah, you do.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52. The Wheel of Bad Animal Voice is coming up just after the top of the hour.
Chairs are hard.
You having trouble with the chair?
I have a hard time getting in my chair.
Well, these chairs are pretty crappy.
They're hard to use.
Yeah. And also, we've got tickets for Linkin Park and Friends Celebrate Life in honor of Chester Bennington coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Right now, Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
It's Christmas time! Woo! Christmas. Christmas time.
I can't... I feel like Halloween at least has to pass before it's Christmas time.
It's getting unbearable. The urge to have everything happen on top of each of the other, and just to speed everything up and to start everything early. It's just exhausting.
All the stores are that way, right?
Let me have Halloween.
Right, I like Halloween a lot.
And I'm a big Thanksgiving guy.
Sure.
A lot of people aren't that into Thanksgiving, but I enjoy that. And then I like the feeling after Thanksgiving is over of anticipating and looking forward to Christmas. I don't need it all at once. I don't need it in September. I don't need New Year's in November.
Those radio stations that put on their Christmas shows and they
God damn it!
And they announce
why
them so
are you
early.
Selling your tickets so early, radio stations?
It's so annoying.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because Mariah Carey has just released her new Christmas single.
I'm sorry?
Her new Christmas single, The Star. Now, The Star is a title song for a new animated feature film called The Star, which is about a donkey named Bo who becomes a hero during the first Christmas. I'm guessing he gives Mary a ride to the manger or something along those lines. Do you hate when they mess up Christmas, put all that religious stuff in it? Those old stories? The reason I bring up The Star is because not only, you know, Mariah had a smash hit Christmas single with that All I Want for Christmas.
It's one of the biggest of all time, right?
Yeah, so she's been trying to chase that dragon ever since that happened. She releases a new one almost every year. This one, however, is special because it features guest vocals from two very talented musician singers, her 6-year-old twins, Monroe and Moroccan.
Oh, dear.
Moroccan and Moreau. Moroccan Row. they are featured on her song as well, so she's got her kids into it. Monroe and Moroccan, by the way.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
I mean,
sounds
it's
like
not
Jiminy
ideal.
Glick's kids. Remember, I have 5 strutting boys. Morgan, Matt, Mason, Matthew, and Modi. What's with the silly names? Anyway, here's The Star with Monroe and Moroccan.
You follow your heart, follow the light, follow that star.
So much of her kids.
Boy, they sure slapped a couple filters on those kids, too, didn't
sure
they?
Sure did. Yeah. I'm even fine with Christmas starting in November. I'm all right with that, even though I like Thanksgiving. It just seems like October. It's Halloween.
Mary, did you know that your kid's birthday would celebrate in October? Mary, did you know?
Don't get started on that song.
Freaking Pentatonix. Blake Lively seems like a fun girl, doesn't she?
Yes, absolutely. Agreed.
Mrs. Ryan Reynolds? She says it takes a lot to freak her out. She does not get upset easily. So much so that friends and the people she was dining with could not understand when she was eating in Paris and a rat came running through the cafe.
Oh.
Everyone started freaking out and leaving their table. She said she simply pointed and yelled out, "Remy!" Who, of course, is best known as the rat from the movie Tatatouille. Ratatouille, rather. And so
Tatatouille is a rat that has a bunch of tats.
That's right. And so she just kept eating.
And everybody else was freaking out.
Everybody else was freaking out, yeah. See, I like that.
She
like
seems
someone,
pretty cool.
I like someone who has a calm sense about themselves. This is something else. This geostorm?
Yeah.
Hollywood trades are predicting it's going to be the biggest flop in one of the biggest flops in movie history.
They must have put a huge amount of dough into it.
It cost $120 million to make. Then you add advertising and publicity on top of that. They're speculating it could lose $100 million.
Wow.
As a failed investment. So that's significant. Warner Brothers, by the way, is struggling because they had that and then also King Arthur Legend. Remember that one? The King Arthur movie?
I do.
That was also a big flop, and that was also theirs. It cost them a lot of money. You what?
I saw that.
What's wrong with you?
Of course you did.
I can't believe you haven't seen Geostorm yet.
I had a busy weekend. I was climbing fences and trying to get my car out of parking lots.
Truth. For those of you who didn't hear that story,
I mean,
go to the podcast and find it. It's remarkable. It's nuts.
It's not my best work.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Nancy Cartwright is 60 years old today. Bart Simpson is 60 years old. It's nuts, right?
Because he's a child.
That doesn't look that old.
The magic of voiceover. Chad Smith is 56 years old. Samantha Bee turns 48. Adam Goldberg, very talented actor, is 47 years old. Craig Robinson. Ah, Craig Robinson. We love Craig Robinson.
Sure do.
He was just in here with Adam Scott.
The show Ghosted is good.
It's very good. Very entertaining. A singer, Katy Perry.
Hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon. Hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here. Katy, walk the moon. Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here.
We played with John Mayer last night.
Hey, you guys.
What is she supposed to go? Hey, I like
there's
that band,
no,
Walk the Moon.
There's
I'm
no
go
answer
over there.
For that. There's nothing can happen.
She must have been so confused.
He's the best.
He is the best.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's Wednesday morning, and that means it's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Am I right? Who's excited? Everybody.
Me. Yay, kids.
There's the wheel. Here are the stories that are on the wheel. You're making a noise. Did you know that, Ralph?
What? No, I'm sorry. It's my soul crying. Sorry.
Okay. The two bears visiting a Pasadena campus.
Just bears?
That's the story.
Were they just auditing a class?
I'm not positive.
Was
if we talk to them, we can ask. I don't know.
What was the class they were looking at?
I don't know.
What campus? What
Pasadena.
Okay.
Pasadena?
Mm-hmm.
Pasadena College?
It just says, listen, I only have so much information on that story. I hope it doesn't land on it because I don't have any more information than that. The Iditarod dogs busted for doping.
Oh, cheaters.
So sad.
The depressed Siamese fighting fish.
No, nothing worse than a depressed fighter.
The dog fired by the CIA. The world's oldest gay turtle.
Oh, the oldest gay turtle. Yeah. Because all those young gay turtles we're familiar with.
And Mochi, the dog with the longest tongue in the world.
I'm never talking to Mochi, I'll tell you right now.
So let's do it.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. It's gonna land.
No, no.
It's gonna be pretty bad. But Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Alright, let's see where it lands today.
Long gay turtle.
How many people have said that? The depressed Siamese fighting fish is the story. was a woman that visited a hotel, and she looked at the fish, and she said that it was a sad-looking Siamese fighting fish. His name was Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
So she watched it, and it just didn't really move much, didn't have much interest in anything. Mm-hmm. She was tapping on the bowl, nothing. It wouldn't just, it was not interested at all.
Yeah.
So she did some more research, and she actually talked to scientists. And scientists said fish do suffer depression.
Really?
They are, so much so that they can try out antidepressants for humans on fish.
Really?
How, did you know that?
No idea.
So I figure Dave has hooked us up now with the scientist who's giving us that information on the phone. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
My name is Bruce.
Oh, is
hi,
this,
Bruce.
This is Bruce Lee?
Yes. How did you know?
The depressed fish.
We were just talking about you. And...
Oh, I'm glad somebody was.
Oh, Bruce.
What?
Well, I mean, people have noticed your lack of enthusiasm for life.
Oh, have they?
Yes, and it's bothering them.
Oh, I'm so sorry that my misery is inconvenient for them.
Well, I mean, I think there are people who seem to care about you that are asking the right questions to see if they can get you some help.
Well, maybe they should be asking less questions and getting me the hell out of a bowl.
Is that the biggest problem you face?
You lived in a glass bowl every day your whole life. You might get depressed, too.
Is it just the size of the bowl? Would a bigger bowl be better for you?
That's not easy to say, lady.
It isn't.
Bigger, better bowl.
Would a bigger bowl be better for you?
It would not be better because I'd still be in a bowl. Well, looking out in the world saying, oh, wowsy, wowsy, woo, woo. I wish I was out there having fun with everybody else.
Right.
Well, you're a fish, so you can't really be out of a bowl or water, right?
If there only was some larger body of water I could be in other than a bowl.
There isn't, though. Isn't that crazy?
That's it? That's all there is,
huh? The
I've heard tell tale of larger bodies of water, like the goddamn ocean. Maybe I could be there, lady. That might be a little bit more fun than swimming in circles around a dumb castle in some rocks.
So it technically is the size of your bowl.
Even a bigger bowl would still be trapped in a bowl.
It's still a bowl.
Okay.
Do you get excited
when... What if I put you in a cage that's 8x8, but then I put you in a nice roomy cage that's 10x10?
Yeah. I wouldn't like that.
That wouldn't help
much. Okay, now we understand where we're coming from.
Now,
this is helping, though, because I'm no longer depressed. Now I'm just angry.
You sound it.
So is this therapy for you, then? Are we doing something good for you?
You are doing something good for me.
Okay,
but you can do me
news.
some more good.
Okay.
Just get my bowl and just fill it with vodka.
Oh.
Yeah.
You drink?
I want to. Like so many other people, I think they would help me feel better.
Because you see people come in and they drink and
they
seem
to... They come into the hotel, they have cocktails, and they all seem to be much, much happier.
I don't know what kind of effect it would have on your system, though.
Couldn't be any worse than it is right now, I'll tell you that.
Okay. All right. We're going to give away tickets for Linkin Park and Friends Celebrate Life in Honor of Chester Bennington. If you want to call now, we've got a contest for you. 1-800-520-1067. You got to be familiar with their music. That's all I'm going to tell you. 1-800-520-1067. Call now. We have tickets for Linkin Park and Friends Celebrate Life in Honor of Chester Bennington, which is at the Hollywood Bowl this Friday. We have one pair of tickets to give away. And the way we're going to do it is with a game called Finish the Line. So we're going to play the first half of a line of a Linkin Park song. Mm-hmm. And when you hear the song stop, you have to give us the next couple of lines.
You want to win the tickets? You must know the lyrics. Come on now, it's easy. You can win for Sheezy. Finish the line, and you win this time.
Okay, win the tickets.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Just finish the line.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Okay, here we go.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Ow!
All right, so let's start with Steven in San Fernando. Good morning, Steven. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. You understand Finish the Line. As soon as you hear the song stop, you pick it up and give us the next two lines.
I do.
Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go.
I put my trust in you.
just as far as I can go.
For all this, there's only one thing you should know.
For all this, there's only one thing you should know.
Only perfect. Congratulations, Stephen. You're in the drawing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. Let's go to Chris in Whittier. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready for your song?
Let's do it.
All right. Finish the line.
I'm so numb, I can feel you there. Just come and...
Nope, nope. A lot of nope. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Carlos in Los Angeles. Hi, Carlos.
Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to...
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Ow! Are you ready?
Hope so.
All right, here you go. And then it goes.
Erase myself for what I've done.
Oh, so close.
I mean, so close. I'll give you one more try because erase myself is correct. And then the line goes.
Erase myself and let go what I've done.
Yes! Nicely done. Erase myself and let go. Nicely done.
I am so nervous. I was like, oh.
You got it. You're in the drawing. You hold on. Let's go to Mandy at Alhambra. Hi there.
Hi.
Are you ready for your song?
I'm super nervous, but yes.
All right, good luck.
Who cares if one more light goes out in the sky of a million stars? It flickers, flickers.
Who cares if one more...
Go with that.
...comes out in a world... I know this song, I totally blew it.
All right, start with Who Cares If. You got that.
Can you play it again?
Nope.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Time is up.
Who cares when someone's time runs out if a moment is all we are?
All right. We're giving away tickets to Linkin Park and Friends. Celebrate life in honor of Chester Bennington at the Hollywood Bowl. It's this Friday. Up next is Angel. Good morning.
Good morning.
How have you been doing on hold so far?
So-so.
So-so. Okay.
Kevin really wants people to win.
I do.
Why I want to win, too.
All right, here you go.
Crawling in my skin, these wounds, they will not heal.
Hello?
And then it goes.
Crawling in my skin, these wounds, they will not heal.
Right.
I just blanked out. Give me a clue. What's the
clue? Give me a clue. At least the other people were saying part of the answer. I'm sorry.
Fear is how I fall. Confusing world is real.
Maybe a little tip would be, as soon as you hear it, start singing along and just keep going. So that
so
way
you're singing
you're still
with the first
singing.
Clip.
Yes.
That's not a bad tip.
Okay.
Let's go to Mike in Whittier. Hi, Mike.
Sup?
We're doing Finish the Line. You ready?
Yep.
Good luck.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. I bleed it out.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away.
Nicely done. Hold on, please. You're in the drawing. Let's go to Chuck in Long Beach. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Finish the line.
I've given up.
I give it all away. I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry.
Take this all away. I'm suffocating. Tell me what the f*** is wrong.
All right. So we have a drawing. Go ahead and hit that. We have Mike and Carlos and Steven.
Would you like to know who the winner is?
Yes, that's the idea.
The winner is Steven.
Steven. Congratulations, Steven.
Thank you.
You got tickets for Friday night, Linkin Park and Friends. Enjoy, and thanks for playing the game.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Ow! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53. Do I have to play the moment with, or
yeah,
can we just
EDC
move on?
EDC makes me think of Vegas. Uh-huh. And Vegas makes me think of that one time when...
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
What are you with Vegas, aside from hockey? Fan,
what am I,
you
what?
Go.
That was
fan,
a moment
you go.
With Kevin.
Fan, you go. me, Kevin, do talk radio.
Ryan, I do love that Ryan.
What are you with Vegas?
Ryan Getzlaff was laughing at me, and rightfully so.
Aside from hockey.
He's been on enough to know that he can straight up laugh and be like, what?
Yep.
I love that about him.
Go Ducks. How else do you react to that? You gotta laugh.
Right.
There's only what you cry or you laugh. It's the only way.
Well, I feel like guests usually would be like, oh.
They try. Sometimes they try.
They try. But that one, I'll be honest, there's no other reaction that you can get from
it. One more time.
I don't feel like
one more.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
What are you with Vegas, aside from hockey? Fan?
What am I
you
what?
Go?
That was a moment with Kevin.
What am I what?
Pasquale Rotella, just after the top of the hour, talking about EDC Las Vegas right now.
Ask him about
what
Vegas.
Is he with Vegas?
I'm going to ask him the same question.
Okay.
What are you with Vegas, aside from EDC? You fan? You go?
Why am I a caveman now?
You tell me. You tell me. That's not funny, man.
What?
There's a lot of death in the news. It's not funny. Robert Guillaume, very talented actor, singer. Boy, he could do it all. Won an Emmy for his work on the TV sitcom Benson. He was also Rafiki, the voice of Rafiki in the Lion King movies, Guys and Dolls on Broadway. Won a Tony for that. First African-American to play the Phantom of the Opera. Such a talented guy. Passed away at the age of 89 yesterday. So
he was my favorite on Sports Night. Remember him on Sports Night?
He was
also
great
good.
Do a very... Wry wit, very deadpan delivery, always funny. And then we just found out that Fats Domino passed away at the age of 89. Legendary singer-songwriter Fats Domino. It's probably his biggest hit, I would guess, Kevin, would be...
The Hokey Pokey.
No, I'm guessing Blueberry Hill.
Right, or that one.
Ain't That a Shame? Mm-hmm.
They're all about the same.
No, they're really not. Yes. I don't think he ever recorded the Hokey Pokey.
I'm going to call that a push.
No, it's not a push. That's a loss. I'm taking your money.
Do you remember what he found on Blueberry Hill, Kevin?
His thrill.
Wow.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Him find thrill. Blueberry Hill fan. Him go. Blueberry Hill.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either.
I know stuff.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
It was good. Yeah.
Whose theme song was that on television? Do you remember, Kevin?
No.
The guy in sitcoms used to sing that all the time? Richie Cunningham.
Yep.
From Happy Days. He used to do it all the time.
Okay.
I just remember one time he was trying to sleep with a girl in Fonzie's apartment above the garage.
And he had borrowed the leather jacket, right?
Yeah, and his parents were coming home, and they were coming up the steps, and he was trying to put the fold-in bed, the couch bed, back together. And he's singing, I found my thrill on the hill. Oh, I'm in big trouble. And that lyric stuck with me forever.
Yeah. Sit on it.
Sorry, Fats. At the age of 89, he passed away. Hey, here's some good news if you're a horror fan, and who isn't around this time of year? George A. Romero, legendary film wizard, director, brains behind, no pun intended, the zombie craze with Night of the Living Dead and Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Happy Hour of the Dead, Dusk of the Dead.
There's no happy hour, there's no dusk.
Late Lunch of the Dead.
Don't think so.
He's getting a star posthumously on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning, 11:30 a.m. Want to cruise by and pay your respects? His widow Suzanne will be on hand to accept the reward. And he was great. Night of the Living Dead, 1968, is a landmark film which forever changed the horror genre. Zombies up to that point were really not even a thing in the cinema world, and he created a brand new kind of monster and a brand new kind of filmmaking. So, well deserved, sir. I wish he was still alive to see it. But other than that, we got good news. Other than the fact that he will not be there.
I found my thrill.
Other than he's dead, it's all good news.
On Blueberry Hill. Oh, I'm in big trouble.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, is 60 years old today. Red Hot Chili Pepper drummer Chad Smith, 56 years old. Samantha Bee, so very funny there on TBS with her show, 48 years old. Adam Goldberg is 47. Craig Robinson, 46. And Katy Perry. Baby, you're a
fire. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. Come on, you go, girl.
That's an embarrassment.
That happened.
That sure did.
That's real.
Who does that and go, yes, okay, put that in the broadcast.
And he has the ability to edit it.
Absolutely. The podcast is not even live.
Edit that out.
You can edit that out. You could burn that. Nobody would ever have to hear that again. I'm glad he's dead.
He's alive.
What?
Yeah, he's just...
this whole day sucks.
Taking on a vacation. Week. Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Pasquale Rotella, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Always happy to have you in here talking about EDC Las Vegas, which I've gone to, I think, 8 times now.
I'm just finding this out.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I've gone about 8 times.
I love hearing that.
The first time I went, I was in Vegas, and I was just, I may have had a drink.
Or 7. Okay.
And I saw a bunch of people dressed up all weird. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's going on? And they said, it's a festival. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm getting on the bus. So I got on the bus and I went out. And someone gave me a ticket, a wristband, a ticket, whatever it was at the right. time. They had an extra one. I was mm-hmm. like, fantastic, let's go. And I just loved it so much.
And now he's all about the face glitter, the tutus. He wears the big tube socks. He looks amazing. Really does.
Now, how long have you been running this? 22 years? 20?
My company, Insomniac, it's been almost 25 years.
Oh, almost 25 years. Wow.
EDC, it's been, this will be the 23rd year.
Okay, and that moved there in 2011?
It moved in 2010.
2010, okay.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but way back in the day, it was essentially you and flyers being like, hey, check out this fun party.
I was on the streets passing out every single flyer.
Yeah.
Really? And you were the only one? Or did you have other
people? I had friends roll out with me, but it was pretty much me for the beginning, you know, at the beginning.
And you started in warehouses or is that how it started? Yeah.
Yeah. Warehouses, open fields, any location I can get, I would throw a party at.
And now you have essentially the biggest festivals for EDC music ever. You were just a dude handing out flyers. Does that hit you every now and then when you're in your helicopter just going over to the shows with Kevin and his tutu?
How dare you?
I'm grateful. Yeah, it's amazing where the whole culture and where dance music has gone.
It's constantly evolving too.
Yeah, you had to be surprised at how big it grew, though, because for a long time it was sort of underground as far as the masses knew. And you had a lot of people that were interested in it, and they would go to your parties and stuff. But it's become a mass appeal thing. Yeah, it must have made it a lot easier for you.
Yeah, it's definitely crossed over, and it was underground for 10, 15 years.
Wow.
It took a long time, but we were happy just doing it, you know, at whatever level, whether there was 500 people there or 500,000
people. So you don't look back on those old days and say, that sucked.
No, they were amazing.
You loved it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Even though you're out passing out flyers to people, that just seems like it's difficult, but.
No, I loved it. I loved meeting people, talking to people about the parties. I loved being able to push things forward and grow them. I mean, it was an exciting time. It's still exciting. We're still changing things every day and looking for new ways to be innovative and creative.
So speaking of changing things, Father's Day is is the most important day to me because I love my kids, and that to me is the biggest thing. And I probably weaseled out of Father's Day 3 times to go. Yeah. And I would say, look, let's just celebrate the weekend before, the weekend
still
after.
Still your dad, right?
I'll still be your dad then. But I'm so glad you moved it for a couple of reasons. One, because of that. You moved it from June to May, correct?
That's right.
And mainly for the heat, I assume?
Yeah. I'm a dad as well.
Yeah, as well. Okay.
And so I would celebrate before or after Father's Day as well.
So you're a degenerate like me. Go ahead.
But it was just getting hotter and hotter every year. We just couldn't get a break.
I remember it being 101 degrees at midnight.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it just wasn't working anymore.
How much of a chore was it to move that entire festival, which gets 400,000 people, and all of those artists to a different month? That must have been really difficult.
It was really difficult. It was a lot to do with the city. You know, it's hard in Vegas. It's such a busy destination, and the venue being available, and the hotels not being. Father's Day weekend is great because all the hotels are affordable for the attendees.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because no one wants to go out except for people going to EDC, of course, that weekend. But we found a good weekend, and we're excited about it. The response has been really, really good.
And your headliners are?
Have not announced the lineup yet.
Almost got him, Kevin.
I thought if I could just trick you into saying it with a quick question.
You also have something new this year with the immersive camping.
There's so many new things going on. We're extending the hours because we want to alleviate the traffic. We also want to eliminate the traffic for those who choose to camp.
Mm-hmm.
Camping also brings a whole different vibe.
This is the first year for that, right?
It is the first year.
Okay.
Been dreaming about it for a while now, and this is the first year that we're going to make it happen because the weather's going to allow it.
Yeah. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
And people do come from all over the world for this festival, am I right?
All over the world.
What other changes are you making?
Well, we're having an opening ceremony party where there was only one time, and this is a negative situation. I look back, though. It was pretty crazy to see everyone at EDC in one place. There was one year we had with these windstorms, and we had to cancel one of the nights.
Oh, you're kidding.
Everyone went to the grandstands, and it was as much as it sucked, it was really awesome because we only had one stage going.
Right.
To see all those people in one spot, one vibe, one stage. So we're going to open the weekend actually every night we're going to open the event with one stage. There's one area that has a huge grass field. We call it the Cosmic Meadow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be every day an opening ceremony party there. And that's going to alleviate the traffic as well as the camping. So extended hours. We have a bunch of new stages being built, a brand new lineup, of course, and the activities that we're bringing to the camping area is something that I'm really excited about. Lots of yoga, aerobics.
I've got to be honest.
Speakers.
I'm not doing yoga when I go out.
I do love, though, that each night with the opening ceremony, you're going to have like Diplo run in with the torch and light it.
I think.
And
then are you positive about that?
Yeah, Tiesto's going to run in with the torch, and that's how you know it starts.
I think that's an Olympic thing.
Feel free to use it.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have not only music being played, but some sort of opening ceremony. Whether it's a few words being said about people coming together and having an amazing weekend and just, you know, having that moment where we actually open the gates to the rest of the festival.
I mean, use the torch thing.
We could bring a little Olympic.
It's yours.
I would like to say something, though, in behalf of you saying unity and everybody's excited to be here. This is one of those situations where I was an idiot when I used to make fun of Comic-Con because I thought it was for nerds and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then you go down there and you realize every single person is truly just happy to be there.
Yeah.
And it's a vibe that really catches on.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's making fun of anyone else. They're not being snarky. It's the exact same thing with EDC.
Yeah.
It's really a great time and everybody there is thrilled to be there. And if you need a drink of water, you ask anyone and they'll give you it's an amazing, amazing scene. That's really fun.
Yeah, people definitely become their best selves when they walk through those gates. You know, it's a shame because being that nice can be perceived as being corny. Everyday life, but you go there,
it just
and it's a
isn't.
Whole different world.
Oh, I'll
it's
take
not.
Corny
it's,
all day.
It's just
no,
so
I love
happy.
It.
Yeah.
I think it's not. It's crazy, but you know, people embrace it there on a different level.
Even when the traffic situation was worse, and it took them 3 hours to get, they still, when they walk through those gates, are just thrilled to be there.
They are.
If you do make a connection with someone, you can get married there.
You can get married.
That's
legally
insane.
Married or just a friendship wedding.
Oh, that's
either
nice.
One or the other.
That's
yeah.
delightful.
Yeah, you could do both. We made sure, though, that the legal weddings you had to do in advance, so it wasn't...
Yeah, the blood test, all that beforehand? Or...
I think it's just paperwork,
you have to
right?
get your license
Is there
and all
no
that.
Blood test?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Do you take a blood test to get married anymore?
I don't think there's a blood test involved.
I don't think so, no. What kind of marriage are you talking about?
That's
Is that like a cult thing?
Hey, by the
Am
way,
I
Pasquale,
in a cult?
You know that I'm an ordained minister.
Oh, God.
I am. That's true.
I need
you should
to
marry
lead
a few
weddings.
From the Universal Life Church.
Sure.
Back in the day, you pay a penny, and they would send you a certificate, and it's legal.
I'm serious
it's
right now.
It's legal.
He you can do it.
Will you marry some people at
I mean, I,
yes.
Sure.
Say yes.
I mean, we stopped doing it because we felt like maybe they should be taking their wedding a little more seriously than having us there dressed as monks or whatever it is we were doing, but I'll marry people.
Done.
I mean, we probably should do a background check and make sure that I'm still legal. It's been
let's make sure you're
15
legal.
Years or
well,
whatever.
If you're not legal, you can still do the friendship
yeah.
weddings.
Okay, I can do that, right?
But I'd much rather you do the legit weddings.
However, having said this. That, sometimes I can't be counted on to be where I'm supposed to be when I'm in EDC.
I feel like they'd okay. give you a handler.
But I would ditch a
wrangler,
handler.
Maybe
I would ditch a wrangler in a second. Yeah. And the headliners this year are?
Can't tell you.
When are you going to bring them out? On Night Owl Radio? Are you going to do that again?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. The engagement and people participating in trying to figure out who's playing is amazing.
And I asked when.
Don't have a date yet.
You don't have a date yet.
Can't give that to you.
But tickets on sale now, correct?
Tickets are on sale, and it was one of our largest on sales that we've ever had in the history of EDC.
Is
wow.
that right?
Yeah.
It's the same as Coachella. It's like people just buy
they
the tickets
care.
Without knowing
yeah.
the lineup because they know there's enough different things. How many stages, how many acts are you going to have going on at the same time?
We have 8 stages. That's not including the party and the campgrounds on Thursday night. And we have hundreds of artists.
I was there the night the bass pod, I think it was, caught on fire.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And pyrotechnics. And the whole stage went on fire. And they were like, they had to rope it off so no one could get clear.
Safety first.
I gotta
That's
tell
Kevin's
you,
kind of night.
I
got
to tell
there.
You, I love fire. I'm sorry, I'm a pyromaniac. But anyway, it's a great time. Tickets are on sale now. Where do they go for tickets?
Insomniac.com, ElectricDaisyCarnival.com.
Either place. And then Night Owl Radio, they can find where?
Night Owl Radio, you can get information on Insomniac.com
okay.
as well.
And that's where you're going to be announcing?
The lineup will be announced on Night Owl Radio, and then after Night Owl Radio announcement, we'll have it on our websites.
Okay. There you go. Well, I'm excited about going this year. I'm excited that it's not on Father's Day. I'm not excited about a handler, though, I have to be honest.
I mean, listen,
we have
give
to
and
make
take.
Sure you do these weddings.
Right? Yes.
I'm not positive that I'm young. You're voting yes? Okay.
And you've been going for so many years, but you've never hung out with me. I'd like to.
I would
host
love
you.
To. I would love. Oh, shoot. I'm trying to remember his name now.
Steve.
No,
Fofo.
Joe. No. You're second in charge.
Fofo.
He hosted me.
Forrest. Fofo.
Forrest! Man, what an idiot I am. Yeah, Forrest. He let us hang out. He had a little pool back there. He let us hang out in his trailer. He gave us booze, and I can't remember his name.
Fofo. How do you forget that?
No, I don't know him as Fofo. I know him as Forrest. But I couldn't remember the name Forrest. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Forrest Sr., because I named my son after him.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, he's my man.
He's a great guy. So EDC Las Vegas, you can buy tickets now. And I'm looking forward to going this year. And thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Come on, that band is so fun. That's brand new Franz Ferdinand. It's a world premiere called Always Ascending. The title of the album is the same, and it comes out in February, and they're playing night number 2 of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
I love them so much.
As do I. Let's talk about the heat for a second. I love heat coverage. I'm a big fan of it, especially on TV.
Yeah.
Because there's not really anything to say about it being so hot, but they always send a reporter out someplace, and they interview people. And we've done a lot of interviews on this show, and there are times where we say, you know what? That interview sucks. Let's either cut it shorter or cut it altogether.
Yeah.
News never does that.
I will say this, having worked in local news for 14 years, whenever there's a rainstorm, you send out the team coverage.
Right.
Whenever there's heat, you send out the team coverage.
And they always make them stand in whatever it is. If it's raining, if it's a hurricane,
Absolutely.
They have to stand out
in
there.
The elements. And every reporter will tell you, just re-rack the same sound bites from last year. Seriously, we do this every single year. Why? Why?
So, of course, it's late October, and it's been 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And so the first coverage that we're going to highlight is from CBS.
Those looking for nature's AC didn't find it in Newport Beach. Check this out. Yep. That reads 102.
Yep. She was showing you that it read 102.
Thermometer.
Look at this. This is a thermometer,
That's
people.
A live look at a thermometer.
Right?
Probably a little cooler in Yucaipa. Just a little bit. 1 or 2 degrees.
It's not a day you want to be without AC.
Oh, it really isn't. It's hot one out there today.
All right. So not a day to be without AC.
I hope they're going to check in with at least one crew that's working on the roads.
It's a hot
Maybe
one out
tarring.
There. I'm not
something.
Positive about that.
People were also sweating next door at this gas station. No power, no service, no working pumps.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, this woman is a member of the Zero Club.
Oh, no.
Because she literally ran out of gas. And then there was no power and no gas, so she was stuck with nothing to do.
Leaving Evelyn Holbert with her windows rolled down and gas tank empty.
And I have no gas, and that's why I'm still sitting here.
Now, just pretty hot in your car right now, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, I don't know what to do. I can't take a chance, and I'd be run out, and then I'd be sitting in the middle of the road. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't understand a word she said. But
she'll be sitting in the middle of the road. She doesn't want to do that. She doesn't know what to do, Kevin.
Don't be a member of the Zero Club. See, part of the Zero Club is not being out of gas. You
just almost.
Almost,
there.
But
yeah.
Then you're not out of gas. But I'm not sure that she could have predicted this particular problem with
We've
the heat.
We've got to revoke her T-shirt.
All right. I'm not even sure she has one, but we'll try. This is NBC.
We did catch some people going outside today, some by choice, like these guys playing basketball.
That always cracks me up because
Absolutely.
They're out there to tell you how dangerous it is.
Yeah, heat warnings, everything. Don't exercise after these hours. Let's talk to this jogger.
These guys are playing basketball.
In Baldwin Hills, or some who didn't have a choice, like these construction workers in Hollywood.
Yes. There's your construction workers.
The heat was good business for those operating fruit stands and selling bottled water, but the intensity unexpected for many from out of town.
Now, they go to people who came from other parts of the country on vacation, and they're in Los Angeles.
I need to know their reactions.
What are their thoughts on it being hot?
Jeez.
We came from perfect fall weather. It was about like 55 over there, so we definitely weren't expecting something like in the hundreds.
Right. I expected it to be warmer than where I'm from, but not this hot. I think we're, like 60 degrees at home.
I like heat. I really like heat. My house is always boiling, everybody says, but this is like hot. Really hot.
This is like hot.
Yeah.
Really hot. That's a good report from Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
We prefer weatherman Frankie McDonald.
Absolutely.
He's our favorite.
This is Frankie McDonald, my old team station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Massive heat wave is now headed towards California. Temperatures going up to well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, especially in Los Angeles, California, and Corona, California, and Orange County, California, cooling. Long Beach in Anaheim, California. I recommend people drink lots of water, drink lots of fluids to keep you hydrated because heat wave is going to be really bad. That's going to trigger a lot of forest fires in California.
It's true.
Because it's going to be a massive heat wave in this entire state of California. It's going to bring really hot temperatures. It's going to bring dangerous heat wave. The temperature is going to be very high in greater Los Angeles and the surrounding areas, including San Diego, California. It's going to bring very high temperatures and dry conditions that can trigger a lot of fires in California. It's going to bring very hot temperatures in the state of California as well.
Right.
People in California, be prepared.
Okay.
Have your sunscreen ready, have your sunblock ready, have your hats, sunglasses ready. Drink lots of water, drink lots of fluids. When you go for a walk, don't even walk too far. Head to the beach and go swim to get cooled off in Southern California, especially in greater Los Angeles, California.
Right.
And in San Diego, California, Anaheim, and Corona, in Orange County, California, and the surrounding areas as well. Because heat wave is going to be very bad in California, especially in Southern California. It will trigger forest fires as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Make sure you have your helicopters ready to put out the forest fires.
Okay.
Heat wave can make fires worse in California as well.
That's true. Okay.
If everybody living in California, be prepared for a massive heat wave. Take care. Stay safe. Don't get too hot. Stay cool. Be safe.
That's my man right there.
That is great advice. All
better than CBS and better than NBC. Am I right?
You are right.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:42. I thought we'd play some highlights of Clayton Kershaw, if you don't mind.
He strikes out. Hey! In Cuba, he strikes out.
is a strikeout. 0-2 to Springer. Three from Kershaw. On the 2012, Carlos Correa fooled him.
And it goes on for about another 3 minutes or so. You like that, right, Ralph?
Do you want
just
more?
Happens.
A lot of strikeouts.
I'm just right playing there. Some highlights
just
of last night's World Series.
Of a ball hitting a glove? Is that what
yeah.
you're just playing?
Yep.
It's a mix of all of Clayton Kershaw's strikeouts from last night.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear more?
On purpose?
I'll play more
Someone
if you want.
Someone did that for real?
He does. Oh! And struck him out looking.
All right, I still have more, but I think we could do the showbiz beat now.
No. No, just keep going.
2-2 pitch.
It's great radio.
Inside corner. Here is a 3-2 now. He struck him out.
All right. So that's we got that. We have that going. Keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah. Fooled him on a pitch down and away. Strikeout number 11. And he strikes out. In Cuba, he strikes out.
More?
Sure.
Is a strikeout.
All right, more?
Yeah, absolutely.
0-2 to Springer.
Do it. Commit.
Three from Kershaw. On the ice. 2012. Carlos Correa. Fooled him. He does.
All right, so that's Clayton
next
Kershaw's
my favorite,
night.
Though. No, oh, no, the next one.
Oh, yeah.
He struck him out.
Oh,
looking.
That one was a good one.
2-2 pitch. Inside corner. Here is a 3-2 now. He struck him
right?
out.
Right? Full count?
Right?
Fooled him on a pitch down and away. Strikeout number 11.
I'm sorry to tell you, Ralph, we're out of them.
No way!
It. That's it for the night. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a pretty good night, though.
Oh, it's just so depressing.
Ralph's here now. Time for the showbiz beat.
Full count. Took him out. Unbelievable.
Dave came in and said, hey, play some of that. And I said, Ralph's just going to make fun of Joe Buck. And he said, that's all right.
Dave suggested you play that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe less take of Dave's suggestions.
I didn't hate it.
I believe that.
I don't hate Joe Buck either, like you do.
George Romero's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning at 11:30 a.m. Legendary film director created a new kind of cinematic language with his treatment of zombies in Night of the Living Dead in 1968. Not only landmark horror film, but a landmark film for independent film as well. And, of course, he gave us the zombies and all the cinematic shorthand of that genre, the slow-walking zombies, brains, and getting shot in the head, and all the stuff that you now attribute to zombies in movies was created by this guy. Really a legend. Getting a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Today, at 11:30 a.m., his widow, Suzanne, will be there to accept the award. So if you're a fan, maybe want to head on down. Another horror story. Kid Rock running for Senate turns out to be fiction. He told Howard Stern the whole thing was a publicity stunt, including the fake campaign website and all the social media stuff. Kid Rock said, who couldn't figure that out? I'm releasing a new album. I'm going on tour, too. In November, so he thought everyone would know it was just a joke, but we don't live in those times anymore.
We don't.
Kid Rock, and we can all assume safely that you're not going to try to participate. Janet Jackson says she's open to performing with Justin Timberlake at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Source close to Janet told Entertainment Tonight, the door is wide open. If Justin or his team did reach out, Janet would perform with him again in a minute. So, I think it's time, and this time, left breast, right? I think is what we're saying. Let's even things out. Let's get a little balance.
We're a breast down.
We got the right breast.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need the left so we can all walk without leaning.
Is that what you were doing?
I was.
All those years?
For years. I've been walking from
to I think
side.
It would behoove Justin to reach out, don't you think?
He doesn't even have hooves. He's got feet. He's a person.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of someone else.
Weirdo.
He should reach out though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bieber has a stalker. There is a 40-something-year-old woman that keeps popping up at his Beverly Hills home. And she's been there three different occasions this week. Security finally had to call the authorities on Monday evening. She managed to make it onto the property, but not inside his home. And the Bieber was inside at the time, so we all missed an opportunity.
No, don't
just
say
saying,
that.
We all missed an opportunity.
Don't say that.
Not saying what opportunity. I'm just saying it was missed.
Ralph jokes because he loves.
If you're a 40-something woman and you're chasing after Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time to reevaluate.
Yeah.
It's like an older man words from Taylor Swift.
Right, same thing. Right?
Like that.
Was it Beans? It's a creepy factor.
I mean, I have some very serious Harry Styles feelings, so I kind of get it.
But would you end up on his front lawn?
Not again, no.
Not after what happened last time, right?
Damn sprinklers.
Chased you off.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, is 60 years old today. Red Hot Chili Pepper drummer Chad Smith turns 56. Samantha Bee, very funny lady. Her show over on TBS is excellent if you haven't checked it out. 48 years old today. Adam Goldberg is 47. Craig Robinson is 46. And Katy Perry.
Hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon.
Yeah.
Hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here. Right. Katy, walk the moon.
Right there, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, walk the moon.
Katy Perry
is standing right here.
Right there.
We played with John Mayer last night.
Hey, you guys.
He can't get.
He's trying to wrangle cats there.
He can't get anyone's attention, yeah, including walk the moon, who's standing right in front of him.
He's throwing a party and nobody wants to talk to the host. Katy Perry's 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take your route to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5 p.m. here on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. The most hated man in hockey, Sean Avery, has a book out. We're going to talk to him on tomorrow morning's show. We're going to talk to Jim Rome. I assume we will be talking Dodgers. Go Dodgers in game two tonight. Dr. Drew is on the show tomorrow, and Tobin Bell joins us in studio as well on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
What's he going to talk about, do you think?
Jigsaw? Do you want to play a game? Yes. Right?